Thursday, 15th January 2017. Today was more awake than the last few. Sorry, skipped those days. Haven't skipped a day for years. The last few days have just been a blur of I've been eating paracetamol like they're sweets. Been throbbing around the house. Just trying to block out the memories. Trying to overcome the anger. Dull the pain. Numb the frustration. Molly has been moving around the house like a real-life fucking bear. Like she's just wandering about of her own free will. Although I never see her move. Keep finding her sitting in different places. And I can't remember ever moving her. I've been walking into rooms and forgetting why I ever went there in the first place. Like something directionless is directing me. Like I'm trapped somewhere between consciousness and unconsciousness. Trapped. I've been lashing out, hitting things, smashing things. I smashed Mum's collection of Royal Crown Derby plates because I'm angry. Really. Why did they have to go on that trip? Why would they not do more to survive? But, look, I'm feeling better today. Ish, I suppose. Anger is normal. This is all normal, I suppose. There are those five stages of grief, they say, and denial is one. Then anger is the next. Textbook. So I'm just right. I've got to start learning to forgive myself. Got to start understanding that this is all normal. Mum visited me in my dreams last night. It was like having her back. She was holding that old radio from Granny, the one that put the dent into the table. She was smiling at me. The smile that she passed on to Grace, and she flicked the radio on. It was that fucking tune. The ice cream van. Will Greensleeves ever stop? Fuck off, Greensleeves, I thought. And now it's muscled its way into my grief. It played and played, and Mum looked at me like she was trying to make me hear it afresh. Really listen. She held one hand out to me as if trying to make me join her. She kept mouthing the word, remember. But I couldn't move. I wanted to join her. But it seemed that something was holding me back, like I was set in glue, a fly in amber. Her face twisted and contorted. It became grotesque as she started rotting in front of me, as her face slowly became blue and swollen, like it had been bloated with drowning. The whites of her eyes began to throb with red, bloodshot. Her lips greyed and her hair began floating away in the air, but all the while, remember. I don't know where it had come from. Such revolting dreams. Like seeing her die right before my eyes. I tried getting to her, but every time I did, she swelled more into a distorted horizon. And Greensleeves. I just felt that if I could get to her, I'd be able to bring her back. I'd be able to beat her chest, empty it of water, resuscitate her. But that's bargaining, isn't it? The third stage. Nothing original. Unique. Just a dream. A nightmare. I woke up sweating. Soaking with sweat. Screaming, I think. Gasping. Crying. I felt like I'd seen Mother's death for real. It's been repeating on me all day. Keep seeing flashbacks of it. Making me queasy. Upset. I don't know what it means, but I'm not into that dream decoding bullshit. I think it's just all part of the journey.